Number 1.
The best way to make a friend is to smile. When you smile, people think you are friendly and nice. It is not easy to smile all the time, but if you want more friends, you should smile more often. There is an easy way to prove this. Look at yourself in a mirror. Smile. Now make an angry face. Which face would you rather talk to? Of course, it is the smiling face. Remember that most people will stay away from an angry or sad-looking face. Number 2.
A professional soccer player, David Williams, decided to skip practice and instead celebrate his son's 6th birthday. This practice session was very important because it was before an important match. If he didn't take part in the practice, he might not have been allowed to receive his salary for the week. The coach objected, but despite those objections, Williams still went home. His job was important, but his wife and children were much more important. These family values were important to the Williams family, and Williams hoped they would affect his son's behavior when he became an adult, too. Number 3.
Deep in the ocean lives a strange fish. It is the black swallower. It's also known as the giant swallower. This is not because it is a big fish, but because it can eat such enormous meals. The swallower is less than 10 centimeters long. However, a research ship recently caught a swallower that looked hugely swollen. An X-ray of the fish showed it had swallowed an eel 38 centimeters long. The eel was curled round and round in the fish's stomach. Maybe the giant swallower has the world's biggest appetite. Number 4.
Hollywood Dreaming in L.A. 4 days, 3 nights, $1,000. Spend 4 wonderful days in the city of the movie stars. Day 1. Morning. Visit Universal Studios and see how they make movies. Afternoon. Visit the University of Southern California. Day 2. Morning. Visit Hollywood Boulevard and look at handprints of the stars. Afternoon. Visit Madame Tussauds Hollywood, an amazing wax museum. Day 3. All day. Disneyland Park. Day 4. Free time for you to do whatever you wish. Number 5.
Dear Grandma and Grandpa, I hope you're fine. I've been busy at school. We wrote tongue twisters last week. Our teacher told us to read them to each other in alphabetical order. So, we put all of our first names in alphabetical order. The job was easy until we came to the letter J. 4 students have names that start with J. J was first, then Jessica was second. Josh came third. I was fourth. Here are my funny tongue twisters. I hope you enjoy them. Don't laugh when Grandpa's tongue gets twisted. Betty and Bob brought back blue balloons from the big bazaar. While we were walking, we were watching window washers wash Washington's windows with warm washing water. Love, Julia. Number 6.
If it had not been for Thomas Edison, people today would probably answer the telephone by saying ahoy instead of hello. The telephone's inventor, Alexander Graham Bell, thought ahoy was the correct way to answer the phone. Surprisingly, the word hello didn't exist then. Edison invented the word hello in the 1870s while doing research on the clarity of sounds. When the first telephone exchanges opened around the country, Edison campaigned for using hello. Thus, a new word and a new custom were born. Number 7.
There are many theories about how Nome, Alaska got its name. One of the most believable ones is that Nome received its name through an error. In 1849, a map maker in Alaska was working on a map of the coastline. None of his maps showed a name for one of the capes. He didn't know the name of that cape, and he wanted to know it. So he wrote name on the map and sent it to the map-making company in England. He hoped that someone there would know the name. A worker in the map company thought the map maker had written Nome on the map. Since then, the city on that cape has been known as Nome, Alaska. Number 8.
Maria and Molly are twins. They both have black hair and brown eyes. They both love fresh peaches. They are good at math, and both of them stick out their tongues when they are thinking about hard math problems. However, they are interested in different things too. Maria likes animals, so her room is always full of cages for little animals and birds. If you checked the pockets of her jeans, you would be likely to find a frog and a hamster. On the other hand, Molly loves clothes, so her room is filled with fashion magazines. She is always wearing an outfit or hat in the latest style. Number 9.
Few Americans know which woman was the model for the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty was designed by a French sculptor, Frederick Auguste Bartholdi. While working on the statue, Bartholdi had his mother stand as the model. He did that because he believed his mother, Charlotte, looked strong and honest. Although the name Charlotte Bartholdi is practically unknown today, her face has been one of the most famous in the world since the statue was put up. Number 10.
Watch out! Smombies are walking down the street. Do you know what a smombie is? It refers to those people who are walking on the sidewalk or crossing the street with their eyes glued to their smartphones. They are not paying attention to anything around them as they're totally occupied by their devices. Most people have bumped into a smombie. Not only do they bump into pedestrians, but they cause car accidents by crossing the road without looking. They don't notice when vehicles are coming towards them. On the internet, we can easily see tragic videos of smombies hurting themselves because they're in a daze. Try not to be a smombie yourself and be careful of those smombies coming towards you. Number 11.
I can really relax when I'm several thousand feet up. I do it to get away. When I'm drifting down, I don't worry about a thing. All the things I worry about at work disappear. I even forget about all the bills I have to pay. I just wish the fall lasted longer. From the time I leave the door of the plane until I hit the ground, it takes about 5 minutes. It seems like less than 1 minute. It ends too soon. Number 12.
Many people used to think there could be plants on Mars. We now know that Mars has very little carbon. Carbon is an element found in all plants and animals on Earth. Through a telescope, Mars usually looks red. However, in some places, it seems gray. At times, the gray color turns gray-green, then brown, and then gray again. People once thought this suggested that plant life was changing color with the seasons. Today we know that the red color comes from fine dust of iron on the planet. scientists are still working to explain the other color changes. Number 13.
Researchers studied the food sources people in different age groups get their added sugar from. Soft drinks are the biggest single source of added sugar for the people under 18. Teenagers aged 11 to 18 get 40% of their intake this way. And children aged 1 to 3 get the second largest part of their sugar intake from cereals, cakes, and biscuits. For adults aged 19 to 64, the two main sources of added sugar are sweets and jams, and soft drinks, both of which make up 51% of the intake. Alcohol adds another 10%. Number 14.
Smell works as a birth control device among many animals. An interesting example is that of flower beetles. These insects live in mills and usually reproduce rapidly. But as soon as their population increases beyond 2 beetles per gram of flower, the female reacts rapidly by eating her own eggs. The cause of this shocking behavior lies in a chemical substance contained in the beetle's excrement. Its smell first causes the female to lay fewer eggs, and then it causes larvae to grow more slowly. Finally, it causes the female to eat her own eggs. Number 15.
When a child in Argentina loses a tooth, he or she puts the tooth in a small glass of water. The water is for El Ratón Pérez, or Pérez the rat. It's hard work picking up teeth from children all night, so he is thirsty. He drinks the water and leaves a gift in the empty glass. In one part of India, the teeth a baby loses are thrown onto the roof of a house so that a bird will take them away. In the U.S., the tooth fairy comes at night. While the child is sleeping, takes the tooth from the pillow under the child's head and leaves some money there. Some families in China put the baby teeth in a jar. There is no reward for this, just a memory of childhood. Number 16.
Napoleon died on May 5, 1821, off the coast of Africa on the island of St. Helena. He was 51 years old at the time. When doctors examined Napoleon's body, they said that he had died from cancer of the stomach. That was the cause of death recorded in the official report. However, other doctors disagreed. One doctor, who was present during the examination of the body, said that Napoleon died of tuberculosis or perhaps malaria. Now, after careful research, a British chemist thinks that Napoleon might have been poisoned, not by a person, but by his wallpaper. Number 17.
Rap is a form of music in which the singers speak in rhythm and rhyme rather than sing. Rap first appeared in the mid-70s in the discos of New York City's black neighborhoods. At first, the role of the rapper was to keep the beat going with hand clapping while the DJ changed the record. Soon, rappers added poems, rhymes, and call and response exchanges with the audience. Early rap songs were mainly about dancing and romantic adventures. But politics became an important theme in rap music in the late 80s and 90s. Number 18.
Flying cars are not an idea of the far future. They are close to being a technology of the present. One company has been testing its flying electric cars, which take off and land vertically. They are the future of transportation and are known as air taxis. In 2017, the company did a test flight of its all-electric two-seat model, and in 2019, it successfully tested its five-seat model. By 2025, it aims to offer air transport available to the public. The company believes their flying taxis can make a great impact on the environment and on people's lives. Number 19.
A very boring and arrogant woman met George Bernard Shaw, the famous Irish playwright, at a garden party one afternoon in London. She was the kind of person who was only interested in rich or famous people. She was very eager to have Shaw as a guest in her own home, so she could show him off to her friends. One day she sent her chauffeur to Shaw's home with the following invitation card. Lady Whitley Farewell will be at home on Friday, the 14th of September, from 3 to 5. The following reply came back immediately. So will Mr. G.B. Shaw. Number 20.
Last night, at the 92nd Academy Awards, the South Korean film Parasite was awarded 4 Oscars, including Best Picture. The film made Oscars history, as it became the first ever South Korean film to receive an Academy Award. It also became the first non-English language film to win Best Picture. As such, the night concluded a very successful award season for Parasite. However, its filmmakers were still surprised and honored to win so many more awards. During one of his acceptance speeches, the film's director, Bong Joon-ho, made a heartfelt tribute to his personal hero, American film director Martin Scorsese. Bong explained Scorsese was a huge inspiration to him when he was a student because Bong studied a lot of Martin Scorsese's films at film school. In response to the tribute, the awards show audience gave Scorsese a standing ovation in one of the night's most memorable moments. Number 21.
Do hair and nails continue to grow for a time after death? No. Although they may seem to. In order to grow, hair and nail cells must be nourished by blood. At death, the blood stops flowing and the hair and nails stop growing. They may appear to grow because the body dries out after death. The skin pulls away slightly from the hair and nails, letting more show, perhaps an extra 1/16th of an inch. So they look like they're growing, but they're not really. Number 22.
Bob and I fell into the water. It was then that I discovered I had forgotten the life jackets. I could hear my mother's last words, "Don't forget the life jackets. Be sure both of you have them on at all times." I felt very stupid. This was the first time Dad had agreed to let us take the boat out by ourselves. What a foolish and stupid mistake I had made. How could I ever ask him to trust me again? I began to realize what a serious problem I had. What could I do now? I was in the cold lake water with no life jacket. Number 23.
In 1891, a whaleboat found a very large whale. While the hunters were trying to kill the whale, one of them, James Bartley, fell into the ocean. However, after the hunters finally killed the whale, they cut open the whale's stomach and found Mr. Bartley inside. He was not dead. Several weeks later, Mr. Bartley seemed to have gotten over his terrible experience. The only thing he could remember was that he was inside the whale, and it was very hot. One effect from the whale was that the liquid from the whale's stomach had turned all of his skin snow white. Number 24.
Our extreme water repellent is a fast-drying aerosol spray designed to protect your favorite shoes against liquids and stains. It can be used on up to 15 pairs of shoes made from almost any material. Order a 6.5-ounce can of extreme water repellent today and make your shoes last longer and look better. Note: This product is available in the continental U.S. only. For international orders, please check out our water repellents in pump spray bottles. Number 25.
Earning money is no problem for the star athlete. Some superstars sign contracts worth millions. The money rolls in. Yet after a few years, many of these stars have money problems, and some of them have serious money problems. Their money seems to have rolled out much easier than it rolled in. Many stars find it difficult to understand what happened to their income. When some athletes are hot, their earnings are amazing. It's hard for some of them to think ahead. They don't think about the time when their fastball will slow. They don't think about when their strong legs will weaken. They have difficulty thinking about what could happen in one brief play. It could mean receiving a serious injury. It could end their career. This means their income will descend from millions to thousands soon. Number 26.
Is it true we only use 10% of our brains? Some people certainly aren't operating at 100%. But in general, the answer is no. You use every part of your brain. Not every area at the same time, of course. They all do different things at different times. At any given moment, however, only about 5% of your brain cells are actually working. So in one sense, this old saying is true. But as far as we know, there are no parts that never do anything. Number 27.
My mother and I were standing at the checkout in the supermarket as the cashier scanned our groceries. When the price of a bottle of orange juice was scanned at $4, my mother said, "It's only $3.95. The cashier stopped what she was doing and disappeared down one of the aisles to check the price. She soon returned and said the price was $3.95. When she handed my mother the change, a 5-cent coin rolled onto the floor. As the cashier bent over to search for it, my mother said, "Oh, don't bother. It's only 5 cents." Number 28.
If you see a sheep on its back, lend it a hand. A sheep can't get up from that position. If left on its back too long, it will eventually die. Although they have a heavy body, their legs are quite delicate. When they are lying on their back, they're weighted down by their thick, heavy fleece. Even waving or kicking their legs won't help them to roll over. Their legs are just simply too thin and weak, so a shepherd has to help them back onto their feet. Number 29.
The first or index finger gets its name from the Latin word indicare, meaning to indicate or to point out. When we point, we do so with the index finger. The second, third, and fourth fingers are known respectively as middle, ring, and little fingers. The middle finger was long ago known as the long man, because it was the longest. The ring finger is so named because it is the one on which a wedding ring is traditionally worn. It was once known as the medical finger because doctors used it to apply ointment. The fourth finger is known familiarly as the pinky, from a Dutch word that means small finger. Number 30.
It's still dark. The air is cool and wet. I can hear some bats still searching for insects. It's almost time for them to return home, where they'll wait until night falls again. When the bats go home, I know that dawn is fast approaching. After a while, the howler monkeys begin their chorus. It's not even light yet, but their chorus is an alarm and the rainforest begins to awaken. Day breaks. The sun shines, warming me up and making steam rise from the ground. As the monkeys quiet down, I begin to hear thousands of birds. Some live in peace by themselves, while others live close together in groups. Anyway, all are feasting on the plentiful food that exists in the forest. Number 31.
On Thursday morning, I was wondering if I should get another dog. It was then that the phone rang. When I answered, a lady said her husband had found an injured dog. She described the dog. I couldn't believe it. She said they had found the dog in a parking lot near the base of the mountain. I told her I would be there as soon as possible. When I arrived at the parking lot, I couldn't believe my eyes. Although injured and bruised, Mutt seemed as excited to see me as I was to see him. Number 32.
The world got a glimpse of one of the greatest mysteries of our universe on April 10, 2019. That was when the first image of a black hole was shown to the public. The picture was created by a network of 8 radio telescopes on 4 continents. The black hole is at the center of the Messier 87 galaxy, some 55 million light-years from Earth, and is 6.5 billion times the mass of the Sun. The image shows the gas, dust, and stars that swirl around the black hole. This is called the event horizon. The image does not truly show the black hole, because not even light can escape its gravity. Black holes, like vacuums, draw in everything that gets too close. Number 33.
Sea snakes are highly specialized sea animals. They must come to the surface to breathe, but can dive to great depths. They can remain underwater for up to 8 hours without breathing. This is the best record among air-breathing vertebrates. Their bodies are well adapted for underwater life. Their right lung alone takes up most of their body's space and extends even into its tail. Their windpipe has also adapted into a secondary lung that, like a true lung, takes oxygen into the blood. Thus, the snake uses its intake of air most efficiently. Number 34.
Garrison High School Art Exhibition. Entries are open, and we want you. Get creative and enter your artwork in the GHS Art Exhibition. Drawings, paintings, prints, sculptures, or photographs are accepted. Open to all students and staff. 1 entry per artist. Visit the Garrison High School website to apply. On the main page, click on the icon for special events. Submissions close at 4 p.m. on Friday, 26 June 2021. Exhibition will be held July 22nd to 24th, 2021. Number 35.
Have you ever seen anyone wearing a hat with a tower of bread and flowers on it? If you are in a certain town in Portugal for a certain festival, you will see someone just like that. You will see a lot of girls wearing enormous hats that are as tall as they are. Each hat has a tray on the top. On the tray is a basket made of wire and bamboo sticks. The wire and sticks hold up a tower of bread and colored flowers. On top of this tower of bread sits a white dove made of cotton. The girls parade into the city square, where the bread on their heads is blessed. Then, they give the bread to the poor. This festival is so old that nobody remembers when or how it started, but it is celebrated as a time to be thankful for having food. Number 36.
There is an animal in Africa called the springbok. These animals often die in groups while grazing. The circumstances surrounding such deaths are as follows. First, one springbok starts eating grass, but it becomes afraid that a fellow springbok will start eating in front of it. It moves forward and eats the grass in front. All the other springboks think the same thing, and their group keeps eating the grass that lies in front of them. The pace becomes quicker and quicker. Eventually, they stop eating the grass and instead just keep running competitively until they all die by falling off a cliff. Number 37.
Leonardo da Vinci considered the mirror to be the best teacher for a painter. He advised his pupils to often look at their own work in a mirror, since the reversal of the painting in the mirror makes any flaws much easier to find. Leonardo also said that a painter should look at his model in a mirror and compare the reflection to his own work. The mirror teaches the painter the organization of light and shadow. As such, the mirror is a useful tool for a painter. Number 38.
The heart is one of the most remarkable machines ever made. Most people do not know what a remarkable job their heart does. Some people do have heart problems. It is easier to understand why this happens when you think about how hard the heart works. The heart beats about 80 times each minute. This adds up to 4,800 times an hour. This means more than 100,000 beats each day. Yes, it continues to beat as you sleep at night. It does slow down a little when you are sleeping. It takes a short rest between each beat. Number 39.
One Sunday morning, my sister Liz was surprised to receive a phone call from her minister. He said he had been in a minor car accident. He asked if she could inform the congregation that he would be unable to conduct services that day. At first, Liz felt pleased and honored that out of congregation, she was the one he had called. But the minister went on to say that, since Liz was always the last to arrive at church, he knew she would be the only person he could still reach at home. Number 40.
It is a great way to relieve the stresses of everyday life and to get in touch with nature. If you do it in a river, you might find yourself standing in moving water that reaches your waist. And if you do it on a lake, you might discover many beautiful trout waiting to be caught. It is a sport that requires patience. Wherever you go fishing, you'll most likely have to wait a long time for a bite. In a river, a small pool is the best place to find fish resting and looking for food. Pools are usually located near tree roots, where fish can find worms from the soil. If you don't get a bite in the first pool, then move to another one. You're sure to get a bite. Number 41.
Once, sons were expected to take over their family's businesses. Some fathers began preparing their sons for this responsibility at an early age. This custom does not happen as much now as it used to. A growing number of daughters have become eager to learn about their family's businesses. More are preparing to take the lead. More women are operating family businesses. More than 2.5 million companies in the USA are run by women. More mothers and daughters are now teaming up in their families' businesses. Number 42.
The oldest and largest animal welfare organization in the world is the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, which was founded in England in 1821. It was set up to make sure that all animals are treated with kindness. RSPCA officers pick up animals which have been abandoned and are living on the streets. They look after them until they are healthy again, and then they are put up for adoption. People visiting the RSPCA may choose a pet from these animals, and they can be sure that they will get a healthy pet. If later the pet becomes ill, it can be taken to the veterinarians at the RSPCA for treatment. Number 43.
If people have a certain kind of protein in their blood, they have an Rh positive blood type. If people do not have the protein, they are Rh negative. Most people are Rh positive. If a mother has an Rh negative blood type, she may have trouble when she has a baby. If her baby is Rh positive, the baby's blood may mix with the mother's blood before the baby is born. Consequently, the mother's blood will change. Then, if the mother has another Rh positive baby, the mother's blood will attack the baby's blood. When this happens, the baby may become sick or even die. Number 44.
When my printer's type began to faint, I called a repair shop. A friendly man in the shop told me that the printer probably needed only to be cleaned. He said to me, "Because our shop charges $50 for such cleanings, you may be better off doing the job yourself." I was surprised by his honesty, and I asked, "Does your boss know that you discourage business?" "Actually, it is my boss's idea," he replied sheepishly. "We usually make more money on repairs if we let people try to fix things themselves first." Number 45.
I read the kids the story, The 100 Dresses. It is about a girl who is so poor that she wears the same dress to school every day. But she always insists that she has 100 dresses at home. The other girls tease her mercilessly until she moves away. At last, they discover that she really does have 100 dresses. She has 100 beautiful drawings of dresses. It took everything not to cry when I closed the book. For a moment, everything was quiet. Then Tom whispered in my ear, "I have to tell the class something." He showed me his missing half a finger. I faced him towards the class and put my hands on his shoulders. He was trembling. "Tom has something personal to share. I hope you will keep in mind the 100 dresses when he tells you."
I only have 9 1/2 fingers."
He held up his hands.
"Please don't tease me about it."
The class hummed, impressed. Then one boy called out, "Anyone who makes fun of you, I'll kick their butts."
"Me too,"
said another. Tom sighed and smiled at me. The power of literature.